Welcome everybody, Shia number 939. We're learning today Ilei Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaran Zisel, Ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe, and that Svibim Fegi Shetaka find the right Zivuk Bekarov. Getting back to our Malacha of Maka Bepatish. Okay, we are going through the various different rabbinical restrictions, the Gezeris Mitrabanan, in conjunction with Maka Bepatish, Tikkun Mana. So the next one that we just finished talking about, infusing smells into item, perfume, clothing, and these type of things. Okay, the next one I want to talk about, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Tes brings down a reference to swimming on Shabbos. So the question is now, where do we see that there's a problem of swimming whereby that might come to whereby one would be over makah bepatish or tekemana, completing an item or fixing an item and so on. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about over there, I just want to read from the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas, and he says like this, in the period of the time of the Gemara, in the days of Chazal, way back when, swimming was taught with the aid of a type of a life preserver. It actually is today also, but it's a little bit different type of life preserver that was made from different types of reeds and so on. And he brings down in parentheses the types of marsh grass commonly used for roof thatching and basket making, these type of things. So the bottom line is they would weave together these type of reeds, and it became like a barrel-shaped type of a float, and it was completely enclosed and airtight, and like this somebody could float. So if they're learning how to swim or they're swimming, they're afraid of you know, falling, you know, going down into the water, Rahman al-Son. So they used to make these type of floats, these woven from the reeds and so on, airtight. Okay, so the question is, and he explains that this is like our modern day life preserver type of a thing. We have the life preservers that are blown up and so on. They used to have these type of also life preservers, but it was obviously a handmade type of a thing. So they call it, it's called in halacha the chavis shel shaitin, or you want to call it in English it's wimmer's barrel or so on. Okay, be it as it may. So this thing that they call chavis shel shaitin. Okay, that's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The lashon chavis shel shaitin. So this type of a barrel, this type of a life preserver, Chazal were afraid if one is allowed to swim on Shabbos, they're going to come to make this type of a life preserver, obviously, and that will be running into a problem of either makah bepatish or tikkun mana. Now, they made it in a way, apparently he explains, as the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas, in an airtight type of a thing, closed on one side, apparently, something along those lines, but to the point whereby it would actually float, being just like a life preserver. Okay, so, but be it as it may, the problem was that either making this or repairing the swimmer's barrel, this Chavis Shel Shayotim, would involve the problem of Makah Bepatish. And Chazal were afraid, if we're going to let you swim, so either they're going to come to make it or you'll have it, and you'll use it, and then it's going to break, and then you're going to have to fix it, and you'll fix it on Shabbos, and Taki running into a problem, either Makah Bepatish or Tikkun Mana. So this was the Gezeira that Chazal said in reference to swimming. Now, besides the fact that in general swimming exercise, but we're not going to get into that, the exercise part of it right now. That's a separate issue in Hilchos Shabbos, what, when, and where, in reference to exercise, how one could do, if they could do, where they could do, and so on. But the swimming itself was a separate thing because of this gezeira. So now the question comes up, brings down the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the modern day poets, given the Sefer Lamedtes Malachas and the Sefer Yisrael Halachas, to bring down the mice of where do we draw the line? In other words, is the problem with swimming if I go in a river, right? I'll swim in the river. Fine, very good. I understand there's a problem. But let's say if I go in a swimming pool, let's say a safe swimming pool. Number one. Number two, what do we call swimming? If I just like walk into a swimming pool, let's say, and my feet are on the ground, is that a problem? And what do we do as far as, let's say, like a mikveh? So could I swim in a mikveh? Or could I walk in the mikveh? I mean, where do we draw the line and how does it work? In other words, where exactly was the gezeira of Chazal and how do we apply it today? And he brings down an interesting point before we get to the, you know, what the halach is actually, the Sefer Lam Tes Malachas. Again, he brings down on page 1190, interesting point, that it seems that repairing these type of floats, these barrel floats or so on, repairing them was something that most people were able to do, and it was a rather easy type of a thing. In other words, you didn't need to call a mechanic or to bring it to a special place to fix. It was something that people could fix very easily. But even a simple repair, as we know from learning Makkah Bepatish, the halachas of Makkah Bepatish and Tekemana, even a simple repair, making something not usable, and even sometimes just repairing and making it even better, is running into a malacha, and even sometimes a malacha d'oraisa of Makkah Bepatish. And he just finishes off because Chazal understood that the person's engrossed, when a person gets engrossed in the swimming activities, so they were likely to forget themselves. They'll say, good, if you're allowed to swim on Shabbos, so they're going to forget themselves and just come on the spur of the moment. They're going to make a quick repair, right? Something happened to the thing, and they'll make a quick repair, and the simple repair in this life preserver. So they imposed the restriction of the Gzera of in reference to swimming on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Okay, so now the question is, so now the issue is now, I'll swim, I don't need a life preserver, I have a pool that's not so deep, so where do we draw the line? So he brings down Lamaisa from Igris Moshe and others. Mechlal, the Gezerah is across the board. In other words, he says like this, on page 1191, says the Sefer Lamates Malachas in conjunction with the modern-day Paiskim and so on, the prohibition, the Isser of swimming in a river or pond extends to all situations. That is to say, he says like this, even where there's a little or no likelihood that it would lead to any types of repairs, let's say a shallow river or something, or a shallow pool, whatever the case is, it's not going to lead to any type of repairs, but nevertheless, in general, Gezerah's Chazal, in general, are generally categorically applied even in times and conditions where the original considerations and reasons for the original Gezerah do not exist. We see that across the board. We'll see it when we get to Hilchas Refuah and so on. The Gezerah of one might come to crush, might come to crush items which grow from the ground, herbs and so on, in reference to making medication. Now, who's going to go? I need medication. Somebody needs medication. Going to start crushing herb. But LMI, what? When there was a Gezerah's Chazal in general, it applies across the board and it applies forever. That's it. I mean, unless there was a special circumstance whereby Chazal told us or was brought down in halacha like that in the Shulchan Aruch, that things change. But otherwise, the same Gezerah does apply. So therefore, he brings down, in conjunction with how the Poskim explain it, therefore swimming, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down like that, halacha l'maaseh, therefore swimming in general is asur, even in the modern times, which is today, when the early day type life preservers are no longer ever used. No, nobody uses, even if you don't use a life preserver at all. And shallow waters and these type of things. So in Lamaisa, bottom line is swimming is also to do on Shabbos. Now, we're going to see, next upcoming shiur, a little bit more of the details in reference to what do we mean by swimming? Picking my feet off the ground? Could I walk in the water? Mikvah, how does that work? And so on in these various different type of vinyanim. But the bottom line is for today's shiur, category number one of the swimming is that in general, swimming is usur across the board. That was the Gezeres Chazal. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Racha Kol Tov.